So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, Misha Yeshli Chomish Nashim, Mekablis Pras Mebalein. Five wives who each live in their own homes where they eat and sleep, but receive support from their husband who also lives in the chatzah. And there are no other residents in this chatzah. Or, Chamisha Avodim, Mekablim Pras Merabein. Five servants in the same situation. The women do not need a neiv. They are considered part of their husband's household, even though they live in separate houses. The servants do need an heir. They are not considered part of their master's household, even though they are supported by him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser holds the relationship of marriage is stronger. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir b'avadim oisir b'nashim. The servants do not need an heir. They are considered part of their master's household, even though they live in separate houses. The women do need an heir. They are not considered part of their husband's household, even though they are supported by him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds the master-servant relationship is stronger based on the obligations of the servant to the master. As the pasuk says, V'Daniel b'tra malka. Daniel was in the court of the king, even though he did not spend most of his time over there. The Gemara summarizes, Pshita, ben etzel av k'damaran. A son is considered part of his father's household, as taught in the Mishnah on the previous daf. Isha etzel baila, ve'ever etzel rabbi, plukta Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. A woman with her husband and a servant with his master is the subject of the just mentioned machlekes. Tamal etzel rabbi mai. What is the status of a student with his teacher in a similar situation? The Gemara quotes Rav, the student of Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya, the student of Rebbe, who each said at the time, Eino netzrich la'arav. We do not need to join in the Erev, Shari, on the same chenal shulchan shel Rebbe, because we rely on the support of Rebbe and are considered part of his household. All the above cases are when Eini moin d'yon b'chatzar. There are no other residents in this chatzar, as the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, in the case of a father and his sons, but if there are other residents, they must each contribute separately. The Gemara explains, "Demigu dehani asri, hani nami asri." Since the other residents restrict them and require an heir, they also restrict each other. We early had the machlekes of what defines one's place of residence. Rav amar mokam pita, where he eats, Shmuel amar mokam lina, where he sleeps. These criteria are taught here regarding Eruv Chatzeres, and are likewise relevant to Tchumen, from where we would measure his Tchum of 2,000 amas. However, the Gemara cites three exceptions as follows. At the beginning of the daf regarding Rayin, Vishemi Peris, shepherds, watchmen, and others who sleep out in the field and come into town to eat, even Rav agrees that their tchum is measured from the field, because that is their main residence, and a non-Sahadi, we can attest, they would have preferred to eat there as well if possible. Similarly, yeshiva students who sleep in the yeshiva but go out into the valley to eat, here too, even Rav agrees that their tchum is measured from the yeshiva, because that is their main residence, and a non-Sahadi, we can attest that they would have preferred to eat there as well, if possible. In the classic case of Eruv Tchumen, where on Friday one places an Erev of Mazon Shtei Sudas at 2,000 Amos from his home, so that on Shabbos morning he may walk 4,000 Amos from his home in that direction. Even according to Shmuel, although he sleeps in his home Friday night, the Erev is considered his residence because a non-Sahadi, we can attest that he would have preferred to sleep there as well, if possible. Zok the Mishnah. Chamesh chatzeres p'suchas zu lazu u'p'suchas l'mavir. Five chatzeres which open to each other and to a mavir. As the Gemara explains in the first pshat, the author of our Mishnah is Reb Meir, who says in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Ma'arvin b'chatzeres u'mishtatvin b'mavir. An erev must be made to allow carrying between the chatzeres, and an additional shetufa mavois must be made to allow them to carry out to the mavir. One cannot cover for the other, even though shetufa mavois already merges all the chatzeres. We must make Eruv HaChatzeres to carry between the Chatzeres. Therefore, the Gemara explains the Mishnah as follows. Eruv HaChatzeres v'loy nishtatve b'mavir. If the Chatzeres made both an individual and combined Eruv, but they did not make Shetuvah Mavois, mutar b'chatzeres v'asur b'mavir. They may carry within each Chatzer and between all the Chatzeres, but they may not carry in the Mavir. V'im nishtatve b'mavir, if they also made Shetuvah Mavois, mutarin kan v'kan. They are permitted to carry in both the Chatzeres and the Mavir. The Mishnah continues. They made both an Erev and a Shituv, but one of the members of one Chatzer did not join in their Erev. Mutarin kan v'kan. They are permitted to carry in both the Chatzeres and the Mavir. The Gemara explains, the reason Reb Meir requires both an Erev and a Shituv is shaloy l'shakeach teres Erev min ha'tanoikos, so that the children will not forget the need for Erev Chatzeres. But in this case, since most of the people did join in the Erev, there is no risk that people will forget about Erevin. Therefore, the Shituv permits the Chatzeres too. Mimnei Mavoi v'loi nishtatev. If one of the Chatzeres did not join in the Shituv and Mavois, Mutar mechatzeris v'asrin b'mavir. The chatzeris are permitted, and the mavir is forbidden. The common eruv does not help for the mavir. The Mishnah concludes, shahamavir l'chatzeris kechatz l'abatim, as Rashi explains the reason of eruv chatzeris and shetuvim mavir. Just as we may not carry from the house to the chatzer without an eruv, because the chatzer, since it is shared by all its residents, appears like a rishus haram compared to the house, a rishus hayachid, so too we may not carry from the chatzer to the mavir without shetuvim mavir. Even though they are both used by many, because the mavi is a more public area used by all the chatzers, while the chatzer is a more private space used by its residents only. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rav lo itani psucha zu lezu. According to Rav, the case in our Mishnah is when the chatzers do not open into each other. The Gemara offers two suggestions as to why this must be the case. Kesaver kol shituv she'imach nisa u'meitzir derech psachem b'mavi lav shmei shituv. In order for a shituv to be valid, each chatzer's contribution must be brought to the chatzer where it will be kept via the mavir and not through the doorways between the chatzers. Rashi adds that the chatzers may not even have openings between them, lest the shituv will be brought through them. The Gemara rejects this explanation because Rav himself allowed using bread that was on a shared table for shituv even though it was never carried through the mavir. Rather, the explanation of Rav's opinion is, Ein mavir nitur b'lechi v'kaira. A lechi or a kaira permit only a mavi which has multiple chatzeris, at least two, which each have multiple houses, at least two, opening into it. Rav holds that if the chatzeris have doorways between them, they are all considered to be a single chatzer.